We're going to take a look back at this week in Wisconsin politics with two big stories brewing at the Capitol. Last night, Republican state lawmakers filed a lawsuit against Democratic Attorney General Josh Call. They allege that he has not followed laws passed during the last legislative lame duck session, mainly that he has not sought legislative approval to settle lawsuits. The other story involves accessibility at the state capitol. Democratic Representative Jimmy Anderson is paralyzed from the chest down and has asked to be able to participate in some committee meetings by phone. However, some lawmakers aren't on board. Patrick Marley is a state government and politics reporter with the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Patrick, welcome back to Central Time.
Hi there.
Let's start with the GOP lawsuit against Attorney General Josh Call. There have been a lot of lawsuits filed regarding the lame duck legislative session. What makes this lawsuit different from the others?
So this one is a little bit of a twist because the other lawsuits have been brought by Democrats or their allies trying to strike down the laws. This one is brought by Republican lawmakers asking that the court require the Attorney General to enforce provisions of it. The Republican lawmakers are contending that the Attorney General is not following parts of the law. They want to make sure that he does.
So previous lawsuits were Democrats saying that the lame duck legislation was not valid. This is actually a lawsuit from the Republicans saying, since it's been judged that it is, you need to follow this and you're not.
That's exactly right. And the Attorney General, for his part, says that he is following the law. The law is just more narrow than Republicans believe it is.
Are there specific Republican lawmakers who are bringing this lawsuit?
Yes, brought by the leadership. It's Assembly Speaker Robin Voss and Senate Majority Leader Scott Fitzgerald, as well as the Senate President and maybe some others in leadership. It's in some ways an outgrowth of a lawsuit that unions brought challenging various aspects of the law. That case is still ongoing, but as it progresses, the state Supreme Court has said that virtually all aspects of the lame duck laws are in effect for now, and that's why the Republican leaders have come to the court to say, we have this new lawsuit and we want to make sure that the Attorney General is following the law, specifically regarding court settlements and how court cases can be ended.
Are there specific cases and settlements that they are pointing to say he should have come to us with this and he didn't?
In the filing that they made yesterday, they did not cite any specific lawsuits, but they made clear that they believe that there's a broad set of types of cases that when the Attorney General wants to settle them, he needs to go to a committee of lawmakers and get their permission to settle the case or to drop the case, and that money that is paid as part of those settlements must go into the state's general fund, sort of its main account to spend on various programs, rather than in places where the Attorney General has a say in how it's directed.
The timing of the lawsuit coincided with Wisconsin Supreme Court Justice Brian Hagedorn being sworn in just a couple hours before this was filed. He is a conservative. Is that likely to help their case?
Sure. The court, has ruled so far in favor of Republicans. They had a 4-3 majority with Hagedorn now on the court. He replaces liberal justice Shirley Abrahamson. And so that's now a 5-2 majority that gives Republicans a little more breathing room on this and any other cases they might have.
Patrick, what will you be looking for as this story develops?
I think it's not a great idea to look at these cases in a vacuum. You kind of have to look at the broad sweep of them. The union lawsuit that this one is somewhat linked to is perhaps the more important case because it looks at this aspect on the Attorney General's powers, but also a broader set. The lame duck laws chipped into the power of both the Attorney General and the governor in various ways. And that lawsuit really deals with many aspects of the lame duck laws. Will probably give us a better sense of how much is upheld and whether any of it is struck down.
We're talking with Patrick Marley. He's a state government and politics reporter with the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, talking about a couple developing stories at the state capitol. And Patrick, let's move on to another story. Democratic Representative Jimmy Anderson of Fitchburg has asked to be able to join committee meetings by phone. Representative Anderson is paralyzed from the chest down and says that there are reasons why it is sometimes not possible for him to join in person. What do the rules say currently for members of the assembly?
Assembly rules say that any member has to be physically present at a meeting to participate in it. So they have to be there in their chair to ask questions and otherwise engage in a meeting.
It's a little different in the Senate, though. Is that correct?
That's right. So each house gets to set its own rules. So you do have the Senate where members can call in. So it's not uncommon to go to a committee meeting and find some of the senators in their chair and some of the senators calling in through a speakerphone. And then to further complicate things, they have joint committees, which consist of both members of the Senate and the Assembly. And so for those committees, at least for some of those joint committees, they allow members, including Assembly members, to phone in. So it sort of depends which type of committee we're talking about. But the primary standing committees for the Assembly, they can't call into. Jimmy Anderson says that to accommodate his disability, he needs to be able to call into some of them.
We had Representative Anderson on Central Time last week, and we asked him a question about accessibility. It was on the eve of the 29th anniversary of the Americans with Disabilities Act. Here's what he had to say.
Yeah, I mean, it's pivotal. It's all about making sure that people get the proper accommodations that they request, and all they're asking for is simple dignity. I mean, they just want to be included in the process, and the ADA has been pivotal to making sure that people in the workplace have been able to get that dignity.
That was Representative Jimmy Anderson. He was on Central Time last week talking about the ADA, not this case specifically because this has come up since then, but what he said falls in line with what he's requesting from the legislative leaders. What has their reaction been to his request, Patrick?
They've been not interested so far in allowing him to call into meetings. The Assembly Speaker, Robin Voss, sent him a letter yesterday saying that he may make another accommodation for him where meetings would be videotaped. The details in that are not clear if it would be a live stream or if it would be something that Jimmy Anderson would have to watch afterward. And most of the letter from Voss was very critical of Jimmy Anderson, saying that he was politically grandstanding, that he should have raised his concerns directly with Voss or with HR officials rather than talking to the press about it. Jimmy Anderson says months ago he went to Democratic leaders and raised these concerns, and they then presented them to Voss. So he says he did try to go through the process to try to get this dealt with in a less public way.
And it's hard to predict, but is this likely to end up in the courts?
So Jimmy Anderson says that he his push for the moment is to try to change the Assembly rules to essentially incorporate the Americans with Disability Act so that he and anybody else who had a disability or health issue would be able to be accommodated. But he told me yesterday that increasingly he thinks this is going to become a lawsuit, that Voss's unwillingness to work with him means that he will have to sue. And whether he does, you know, then it would be up to a court to decide whether Jimmy Anderson gets to phone into these meetings.
It sounds like this has primarily been between Speaker Voss and Representative Anderson right now. Have any other legislators on either side of the aisle spoken out or made comment on this?
The Assembly Democrats have largely been, you know, on Jimmy Anderson's side, putting things on Twitter and Facebook, saying that they're on his side and they want the rules changed. Assembly Republicans have mostly stayed quiet. I spoke with Representative Joan Baldwin the other day because she is chairwoman of a joint committee that does allow members to call in. And so they had two Assembly members call in just the other day. One was a Democrat, one was a Republican. She said she doesn't like that rule, but because it's a joint committee, she had to negotiate with the Senate on it. And her preference is to require Assembly members to be present at committee meetings. She did, however, say that perhaps this was an issue that should be negotiated some for circumstances like Jamie Anderson's, where he has a disability.
And what do you think the next steps in this will be?
The Assembly is not in session until the fall, so if they don't resolve things among themselves before then, I'm sure they will have a big fight on the floor about it and whether, you know, the Democrats will likely try to force a vote to change the rules. And, you know, it appears that a lawsuit's possible, certainly, so we'll just have to stay tuned. Certainly the issue is not going away one way or the other. You know, there's either going to be something negotiated or there's going to be a lawsuit, it would appear to me.
Well, Patrick, thanks so much for joining us today. We appreciate it.
Thanks a lot.
Patrick Marley is a state government and politics reporter with the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. He joined us today to talk about the GOP challenging Attorney General Josh Call over lame duck laws and a fight over accessibility in the assembly.